Welcome to The Spiritual Show. Leadership isn't just about strategy and decisions. It's also about the inner journey. It's about tapping into our intuition, our sense of purpose, and the values that guide us. As leaders, our spiritual well-being shapes the way we approach challenges, inspire others, and make decisions that impact the world around us. In this segment, we'll explore how spiritual practices, whether it's mindfulness, meditation, or simply taking time to reflect, can help leaders stay grounded, centered, and aligned with their core purpose. So let's dive in and discover how nurturing our spiritual selves can empower us to lead with greater clarity and purpose, and how being in tune with ourselves can help us make a deeper impact in the world. Hey, welcome to the Conscious Leaders podcast. Once again, I'm sitting with my friend Taz Singh over here. And you know, we have stepped into this year, and an overarching theme that I've really been reflecting on is this theme of know your power. You know, I've really started diving into this concept or this idea of researching power, how power is exercised on us, how we exercise our power on others intentionally or unintentionally. But more importantly is also to know our power so that God can rise within us, so that we can take up more space and that we can actually bring hope to the world. So I think that this is a time for us to truly call our power back, from every person, every institution, every government, every entity, every place, every person, and bring it back to who we are. And this is why it's so, so, so important to understand who you are as a person, so your beliefs, your value systems, so that you may rise and rise with your power. So Taz, I want to tell you the story.
Well, firstly, thank you for going quite deep into that element, because, you know, that is something that resonates with me. That is something that is my core word. For me, power, having the ability to own your space and having the ability to drive your life journey is something that I'm always talking to people about. And that is what I encompass in every session and every retreat. So when you talk about harnessing power, it sounds easier than done, right? Because a lot of people are so stuck in the way they were raised. They're stuck in, you know, the way they are conditioned to think, because we come from certain backgrounds, and then we want to build a life ourselves, but we revert to what we were taught.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to reset our energy. We need to establish, who am I? What is my core being? What is my core belief system? Forget about parents, forget about friends, forget about everything. Who am I within? Mm. What is my core belief? And what is my purpose?
Yeah.
Because in order for you to live in your power, you need to also understand your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where people are getting confused. For them, some people, my purpose is just to work and earn an income, or just to serve. But there's so much more that we can do to feel that I am finally living. So when we talk about power, there's so many other undercurrents that come in to say, this is my power. You need to understand your purpose. You need to understand, who am I and what is my belief system in terms of the country I live in, the family that I belong to, my aim to, you know, give back to humanity. These are the things that make me, right?
Yeah.
And the other important thing is to understand, what difference am I going to bring on this earth?
Yeah.
Because often when we talk power, it sounds very selfish. It's about what I want for myself.
Mm.
When I talk power, when I think power, it's also about, how do I heal people around me? Because I'm a healer.
Yeah.
So for me, power means making an impact, making a positive impact, and making a difference. So power is a very big word, but there is so much of depth in terms of, how do you see it? How do you view it?
Mm. Right. I look at power this way. Either you choose the love of power, or you choose the power of love. And this is such important decision.
It's a very, very profound thing you've said, because if you choose the love of power, that's dominating, that's controlling.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. But when you choose the power of love, you're coming from a place of compassion.
Yes.
You're coming from a place of respect. That resonates with me.
Then. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's so important. And I actually want to circle back. So I was reading this research study. You know, I'm always in my science and my experiments.
And then I get a WhatsApp.
Yeah. Like Taz is used to me. I always need to bring a little bit of science in it. So they did this experiment, a few scientists many years ago, on mice, and they had them in a cage and they lured them out with cheese. Yeah. No, don't laugh now.
It's fine. You know why I'm laughing? From the previous experiment.
There's many of these experiments.
There's many. When you know Carmen, you know there's going to be some crazy experiment, but I like this.
I didn't do the experiments. I'm not that horrible. I won't harm animals. You know that? Anyway, so this is not for sensitive viewers. I have to explain this experiment that you can understand how we carry trauma. So, These mice, they would lure them out with cheese, but every time they left the cage, they would shock them. So the mice gets frightened, and the more they started doing this experiment, the mice started realizing it's not safe to go out there. So they started retreating into the cage. Mm-hmm. And what happened was these mice had litter, or babies, or whatever you would call it for mice. And these babies never left the cage. And that to me is interesting, because we might show up here as who we are and think this is who we are, but with us, we carry generational trauma.
100%.
And I think for me as a woman, where this is becoming blurred lines, and when I see what's happening in the world, I think for me it is, over history, how we've been erased out of books, and you know, the work that we've done as scientists or mathematicians, or the suppression and coercion of women over centuries, and women having only one purpose and treated as a secondhand citizen. There's many horrible things. You can do your research. I wonder how much of this sits within us, that we perhaps don't lean into that powerful side of us.
But Carmen, I agree and disagree, right? So I agree that yes, women were very suppressed in the past. But if you look at the world today, women are actually standing up.
Yeah, they
are. Women are actually showing up.
Yeah.
And if you look at the corporate world, there are many women sitting in leadership positions. So I agree with you that, you know, there is generational energy, but that weakens over time. Right. And I think living now in a different period where people are a lot more aware.
Yeah.
There's a lot more healing. People are a lot more, I think, intentional in terms of what they want. Mm. And I think that is the element of power that's coming in, because people, and I'm not going to say just women, right? Mm. People in general are realizing, this is what I deserve.
100%.
And I think that's a very important word, what I deserve, because we are no longer living to just be in the rat race or just be conditioned to do, right? We are now realizing, but there's so much more that I can bring to the table.
Yeah.
There's so much more that I'm deserving from life itself. Mm. So people are starting to become aware and become awake, right?
Exactly.
So when we look at the word power, it is how you harness that power and where you use it, because that's where the problem comes in. A lot of people, I mean, I do readings every day, so I'm seeing the shift. I'm seeing the energy that's now transforming.
100. Right?
People are more alive in this period. So we have now two elements where people are starting to gain power and using it negatively, right? Because they want to be dominating. They want to be seen. And then there are some that are using their power to say, how do I uplift? How do I make a positive impact? And that's the elements that we want to bring in. Because the moment you embrace people and the moment you empower people, you ultimately win.
Yeah.
Because you're creating a community, right? Mm. You're creating a community of leaders.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be around a dominant person. Eventually, like the mice story, eventually you feel the negative and you start to retract. But the moment you bring in your power as a leader that is embracing, that is teaching, that is inclusive, people want to be surrounded by your love. They want to be surrounded by your energy. And you become more powerful because people respect you. When we have power, it's how we use it, right?
Yeah.
And for me, power means, and again, because I'm a healer and this is something I love doing, for me, power means impacting on a positive light, teaching, and most importantly, allowing people to see their light within themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, one of the things that I truly believe is that if you are a leader, there's no thing of following. It is equally leading. And it's also looking at around when you are amongst leadership, are they bringing out the greatness in themselves and are they bringing out the greatness in others? Because I think that is the key to leadership and leading with intent, right?
Those are very profound words.
Yeah. I mean,
very profound, because you're right. You cannot lead if you are looking to solely benefit as the main person. But if you lead saying, as I said, a community, and we all are inclusive and we are doing this together to enhance each other's strengths, then we all are leaders differently.
Yeah, 100.
But we shine together. Mm. So those are profound words.
And bring it, and this is, you know, I'm really also in my hope era, where I am trying to also understand hope, because I think hope is not necessarily just retreating and having apathy and just sitting around and saying, you know what, the less I know about what's going on in the world, I'm just going to protect myself. But sometimes you are giving your power away by not knowing what's going on in the world. Legislations are being written to say that you are excluded or you are not being included in a certain way. And I don't want to go into the heavy things, but I do think that we have to go into this future with eyes wide open.
But the heavy things are important too, because when we go into the world knowing, that is power, because now you have choice.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
If you sit back and say, I don't want to hear about this and I don't want to experience that, you have lost your power because you have lost your choice.
Ha!
Right?
That is profound. Can we just say that again? You have lost your choice.
That is it. And now you've lost your power. All right.
Wow.
So for me, there's so many elements that come into that word power.
But intuition as well, right? Because we have become so addicted to our phones. We've become so addicted to technology. Exactly. We've become so addicted to all of these things that rule us, that we have forgotten what is this inner compass that is actually leads us to our ministry, to our purpose, to our hearts.
That is very true. And now you pick on the phone.
Sorry.
You raise the element. And that is so true, because we become powerless with technology. Right?
Yeah.
How many times you with family, but your head is down? I must tell you a story. I was with my kids and my husband, on holiday in December. We were in Orlando and we had the theme park, and we were checking in at the hotel. And I pointed out to my kids, here was a family of four. They were sitting and each one was on their phone. And I said to my girls, you are on holiday in Orlando. And instead of being a family, look at that. So I said to them, for the entire day, nobody's allowed to be on their phone.
Good for you.
But we had so much of fun. And you forget that I need to text somebody. I need to, look out for a message when you put it away.
Mm.
But it's about being intentional. Again, going to the word intentional. We were intentional that today it's about family time. Right.
I
think it is so important that people do this when they go home. They leave technology, even if it's for an hour, and talk. Right. Because that's power too.
Yeah.
Right. Is talking, connecting, understanding, listening.
Yeah.
Right. Because how often we are communicating with people, but we're just hearing. We're not listening. We're not absorbing the words. We're not really in tune with the person that we are engaging with, because everything has become just so top level and a race. Everything is such a rush.
Yeah.
Right? So again, to have power is to be able to understand the person you're with.
And be present.
And to be present.
Yeah.
To understand the person you're with, to understand their feelings, to understand where they're at. It gives you power, because you know how to embrace that person, how to embrace the situation. Right.
Yeah.
And that's where intuition comes in as well. To be one with God. Whichever God you choose.
Yeah.
Right. Even if you don't believe in God, to pray to something, whether it is the sun, whether it's the moon, whether it's your ancestors, whatever it is you believe in.
Mm.
But to believe in something gives you power, because
there's
grounding. right? When you pray, it grounds you.
Mm.
When you pray, it centers you, right? So prayer is power.
100%.
And we are so busy wanting to make money and wanting to have success and wanting everything that we forgot the core thing, which is God.
But I also want to touch on money, right? Because I'm in that stage of my life where I really want to know where I put my money. Because
we're at that age.
I'm now like, okay, who sits on the boards? Who stands for equality for humanity? Is it reflected in the work that they do? And it is, we have given our power away. And now we are seeing the rise of billionaires that is going to control the whole world. And when you start really paying attention to what is happening in the world and how, as above, so below, how we, for example, our intent with money, because everything is energy. Money is energy. 100%. Our intent with money is, I want to be the richest person on earth. That's the wrong intention, to want to be the richest person. But say I want to serve 1 billion people. That's a very different intent. The money will follow.
But that's how I operate. You know, I don't go into any of my business decisions. You know, I've got so many shows and so many things happening, but I don't go into any of those discussions in terms of what is the figure at the end of the day. That's not my discussion. My discussion is, how am I going to empower people? Mm. What difference am I going to make? What platform are you providing to me that I can make this difference? Because I know when I am doing what I love, the money will come.
The money will follow, exactly.
But if I'm going to discuss the figures, I've forgotten the purpose of why I'm here. And obviously, soon, very soon, going to be 50, obviously I'm at that age where I am very conscious of where my money is going, because I need to safeguard my future. Right. So yes, understanding the dynamics of what's happening in the world and what's happening in my country is important. Right. But I think with the youth today, they are much smarter than when we were
that age.
I look at my daughter. She's 24 years old and she's already looking at investments. At 24, I was wanting to travel and enjoy life. Right. So I'm very pleased to see that the youth that I am engaging with are very aware of their surroundings. They want to improve their lifestyles. They don't feel like, this is where I was born and this is where I was raised and this is where I want to be. They want more. And that's not greed. That is them wanting a better life and being very educated about it. So I think, you know, when we talked about generational energy, I am seeing the transition. When I was at my daughter's age, the last thing I thought about was how I want to invest in property, right? Now I'm seeing not just my daughter, but the youth that I'm engaging with are very wise in where they put their money and how it is going to repay them in a short period of time. So when we talk about power, I also want to talk about relationship, because that also takes away power. But I think this is where we would like to bring in our guest.
If you want to join the Conscious Leaders Movement, go to the following link, linktree.com/Carmen Murray. There you will find all the resources, activities, as well as the link to our podcast, the link to our YouTube channel, and then also all of the current activities that we are hosting, as well as access to our digital magazine. Thank you.
Today we are talking about power, and what better way than to introduce a powerful guest, Dr. Pranell Naiker. Thank you for joining Carmen and I on our podcast.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much for flying all the way from Durban to come and be with us.
I had to be. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
But you know, when we talked about power, I think it's actually an amazing opportunity to sit with someone like Pranell, who's actually very powerful in her own right. You know, we're talking about relationship and how to bring power into our own life from a relationship angle. And Pranell, you know, when I look at your energy, you have gone through the most. And it has been a journey to find your voice, to find yourself so that you could stand powerful and say, I am not somebody's partner. I'm not somebody's mom. I am Pranell. Because we forget that.
Yep.
When we introduce ourselves, we say, I'm so-and-so, wife to so-and-so, mother to so-and-so. We don't say, this is who I am. And it took you a while to finally identify yourself as Pranell. You want to talk about that?
Oh, It's been a tough journey, especially when you're a single mom. I think sometimes you don't, you think you're powerless. You don't have time to, especially when you have a toddler, you don't even have a second to think, am I healed? Am I powerless? You're just on the go. You have financial stress to worry about, business stress to worry about. It's really tough.
You know, being a single mom, yes, is very difficult. But I think being a mom itself is very difficult. But in your case, you started off, you know, wanting or you envisioned a life with somebody that you were going to build a family with.
Definitely.
Right. And the discussions you had with this person was very grounded at the time, because you believed we were on the same page. You believed that we had the same vision.
Definitely.
And then that fell apart. You want to talk about that?
So I think for every little girl, I'll start off by saying little girl. For me, it was leading, I call it the by-the-book life. You go to school, you go to university, you study, you work, you want to get married, and you want to have a family, and then with me, it was also the disappointment of letting down my family. I think I was too scared to go and say, Mom, Dad, this is what's going on. So even when I knew it was failing, I still told myself, you know what, let me try. My baby is a baby. She's not even one. And then you just have had enough. You can't, you don't know who to turn to. My support system, my family, they like live up an hour away from me, so it's literally just me. I don't have that privilege of, you know, like saying, Mom, can I come here for an hour or leave the baby? It's literally all me. Whether I'm sick, whether I am literally swamped, not having a good day, swamped at work, whether I need a break, you can't have that.
But I want to go back to something that you just said, and this applies to so many women out there. You were scared to end this relationship because you did not want to let your family down. So you let go of your power in that situation because you did not want to let your family down. So many women are still stuck in toxic relationships because they are scared to let other people down. They have lost their power to live their authentic self.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely. And that was a very difficult thing for you to do, because not only did you not want to let your family down, you felt you were failing your child.
Yeah.
Right. I blame myself every day.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that, but I also want to say that when we focus on, I'm talking about women now, right? But men go through it as well.
Of course, yeah.
But as women now, because we're women talking, we feel I have to stay in this relationship, be it toxic, be it negative, whatever. I need to stay in this relationship because I don't want to fail my child. You are failing your child when you are in a negative situation, because that child does not want to see parents together. They want to see healthy parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When you raise a child in an environment that is negative, that is toxic, that is narcissistic, you are raising a child to think it's okay. They go out into the world becoming...
like the mice.
Exactly, like the mice, going back to the story.
Yeah.
The generational trauma. So in order to be a good parent, be it a man or a woman, to be a good parent, you need to remove yourself from a relationship that is no longer serving you so that you can become a better parent.
Yeah.
Because ultimately what you want is to give your child a good foundation. But that is power.
Can I ask a question? I know that you're busy reading energy, but I mean, like, one of these things is also the financial independence, and like, what does that mean? You know, so many, I mean, I don't know your story, but so many women are sometimes in a situation where they feel they can't make these big decisions because of financial independence.
Yes.
I mean, what is your view on that?
I think for me, that's where my power sort of comes in, because I want to give my child the best in terms of a lot of things. I can do the bare minimum, or, you know, but I will always strive to give her the best. I will work hard. I'm always online thinking of extra ways to expand my business, or what can I do, courses, you know, just so that life is a little bit easy for her. Because I feel like with the breakup especially, you'll think she's 2 years old and she doesn't know, but she understands everything.
Sure.
So in that aspect, I tried to make the transition easy for her.
But I want to go to what Carmen is talking about. the independence when we talk about finances. In your case, it is different because you are a businesswoman, right? You have your own practices. And
it's tough.
Although it's tough, you could still remove yourself from the relationship knowing I can support myself, right? That is different. There are many women that are in negative relationships or situations, and they do not have financial stability to take back their power in saying, I don't want to be in this environment, right? And in that case, you need to now start looking at what is it that I am good at? What is it that, you know, that I'm strong at, that I can now start looking at ways to make sure that I am bringing in some kind of income? Because it's easy to say, I don't have financial resources, I don't have financial power, and I am stuck. That is you giving up. That is you succumbing, and that is you actually allowing yourself to remain in that toxic environment. But when you want to take your power back, you rise above it and say, how do I harness my energy and look for ways and means to actually create an income for myself? Right. There are many ways that you can create. Nobody can sit back and say, I can't do anything. A silly thing is I can cook and I can sell food. Right. That is you saying, I'm doing something. Yeah. Right. You may have some skill set, some hobby that you can now turn into a business. Right. There is, God would never put you here and take away everything from you. I don't believe the God that I pray to and the God that I worship would put me on this earth to suffer, right? So I believe that God would put me on a path to learn lessons, but he would give me opportunities to rise above those situations, right? So I revert to my faith when I look at situations like that. Maybe I just look at things differently, but I would revert to my faith to say, I believe in my God. And I worship my ancestors. And I know that if I'm going through something, they are going to show me another way. And it is for looking forward to that opportunity now that I can create a situation that will remove me. There is nobody on this earth that can say everything or every door has closed on me and this is it. It's the end. Because then you have given up on life.
This is so profound. And, you know, and thank you for sharing your story, because I think it's also so beautiful to hear I actually have a powerful stance here. I have taken my power back in this situation and I am in control of it and I'm looking for new ways.
But I want to flip it.
Yeah.
You are powerful in being able to provide for yourself financially.
Yes.
Where you lost your power was you loved this person.
Yes.
And he stripped you of that. That little girl, because you changed after this relationship.
Oh, definitely.
You no longer see relationships the same way. You have become guarded. You have become very protected. Sure. You have shifted by saying that I don't trust anymore. Right. So what he did was took away your power in seeing the beauty in people. Right. And that is what you are trying to reestablish in yourself. You are trying to find the love, the life, the joy in little things again, because he put you in a position where you felt stripped of your power in love. And that's a different thing.
Wow.
Right. That's a different thing. And there are so many people out there, men and women, that have been in toxic relationships and they choose to be alone because they're too scared to go through this again.
That's where I'm at right now.
And that is exactly where you're at.
I don't think I have even energy to put out there to look for a partner.
But this is where you're giving your power to somebody else, because they are dictating your outcome. Even though you're not with him physically, you're not with him emotionally, you're not with him mentally, but you have given him the power because he is dictating your day-to-day life. The fear that you are carrying, that fear has now that entire situation is now you giving away your power. And this is where I want to do the crossing over.
Okay.
Right. I do crazy things. Everybody knows Taz is crazy.
That's why she's my friend.
I have to do the crossing over. And the person that you really respect and the person that you really honor is your grandfather.
Definitely.
And he stands behind you and he gives you a kiss on your head and he says to you, I love you. I'm going to give you a tissue.
I didn't think I could cry.
Everybody cries with tears. Your grandfather holds you
and he says to you, I love you.
He says to you, you are always going to be my little girl. And he says, you are always going to be protected as that little girl. And he says, I want you today to understand that you are powerful because you still have me behind you. You are powerful because you are still going to have the life that you want. He says, even though you have gone through this disappointment, and we all have been through challenges in our life, be it relationship, be it failed business, be it career that didn't work out, we all have experienced challenges, but we don't give up. And we don't allow anybody else to take away that power, because this is you surrendering. And your grandfather says to you, he's got his arms around you, and he says to you, always remember, you are my little girl, you are my baby. And he says, for as long as I'm walking with you, you will never fail. He says, all I want is for you to be happy. He says, you are basing your life on work, that I need to achieve and I need to make money and I need to succeed because I need to provide for my baby. He says, what about you? Who's providing for you? He says, for you, it's not about money for myself. He says, it's about feeling that sense of comfort and joy and happiness within, which you have lost.
Definitely.
And he says to you, today, I want you to promise me that you are going to take back your power and allow yourself to be happy and allow yourself to rebuild. Because he says, I want to bring somebody good in your life. I want you to be able to feel love the way you deserve. And he says, all I'm asking is have faith in me, because you pray to him.
I do.
You do honor him. But now it's about having faith. And that's a very powerful word. We pray, but we lack faith.
That's, I think, what I'm going to take from this whole podcast today, because I think since the breakup, you know, you question God and you're like, why me? And I feel like I've done everything right my entire life. You know, I've never let my parents down. But for me, sort of, the breakup was kind of letting them down. And when you say faith, I think in terms of praying, I feel like maybe my heart is not in it. Like if I pray, I feel like I'm just standing there. But with my grandfather, I have his frame there. There's not a day that doesn't go by. Like he's my God, if that makes sense.
It does.
You know, I'd rather talk to him. And this happened after he passed away. Like I don't acknowledge God. And I know that sounds wrong, but like he's my world.
But as I said,
to
Carmen earlier, it does not matter who you pray to. It could be God. It could be an ancestor. It could be anything, as long as there's a belief and as long as there's faith. Because it's very easy to say, I want, and this is not going right, and that's not going right because this person is not providing, God is not providing, ancestor is not providing, so-and-so is not providing. But what are you doing in the in between? You are lacking that faith.
Yeah.
When I pray, it's never about I want. When I pray, it's always gratitude.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I know that what is meant for me will be provided. I may think this is what I want, but it may be the wrong time.
Mm.
I may be settling.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm meant for bigger.
I love that. Yeah.
Right. So I don't sit in that space of I want this and I want that.
Mm.
I sit in a space of I want to provide.
Yeah.
I want to make an impact. I want to heal lives and provide me opportunities on a platform that I can make a difference. That is different, right? But when I look at your energy, Pranell, you are so blessed to have your grandfather who not only loves you but walks this journey with you. Not only walks with you but wants the best for you. So I'm glad that you're taking away from today that I am going to restore my faith,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
Because when we go through challenges, we go into the space of victim mentality.
Yeah, you know, as you were talking, I just were waiting for the right moment to say this. Like, I do also feel that so how many times when we go through difficult times do we go and we blame ourselves for everything?
Not just ourselves, we blame others.
And others, yes, and others as well. But I also feel like when you are trying to heal and to get into the place is to also build a space of acceptance with yourself, right?
You know, when you go into a victim mentality, you're doing two things. One, you're angry at yourself for accepting this person,
definitely,
for allowing this person to cloud me, because there were many signs to show you this is not the right person. Right. He actually is not a bad person. It's just the life choices that he is making is not aligning with your value system. right? I cannot say he's a bad person. That's not for me to judge. But what I can tell you is that what you want out of life and what he wants out of life is not coming together, and that's okay. And there were many signs to show you we are not aligning, but you were so in love that you wanted to see what you saw. And we do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then we go into that victim mentality that he did this and he was wrong and he should have. Then you go into victim mentality that, you know, I should have known better, or God didn't provide. Why didn't my grandfather? Mm. But we are forgetting that God put us on this earth with free will and power.
That's so true.
Every choice that we make
is our own.
Every choice that we are making is carving our day and our journey and our life.
Mm.
So we need to live with accountability.
100.
Right. Mm. We need to live with accountability that I made this decision. And it did not work. But now I'm going to have faith and I'm going to pray that I will heal.
Yes.
And I will rise above this so that I can release this and still embrace a new journey, a new path. We have the opportunity to press the reset button every day.
Mm.
We are never stuck. God has given us this gift of life. And with that gift of life, we have the opportunity to make decisions every day that will harness the best for us. But we also need to learn forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because when we live with anger and disappointment that somebody did not come to the party, somebody let me down, be it your relationship, be it your career, whatever. When another person has let you down, we live now with anger, frustration, and disappointment, all these negative emotions. But the moment we forgive, we've released ourselves and we took back our power. So I keep coming back to you brought in the word power, but do you see how many elements are to
it? It's so multifaceted.
It's such a deep,
it's a deep concept.
It's a deep word.
Yeah.
All right. Because the moment you forgive, the moment you release, you have now opened yourself to receive.
Yeah.
You've now taken back your power.
Yeah.
And in your case, you are so blessed to have such a beautiful child that is going to make you proud. You are investing in your child as a mom. But now I want you to do something different. I want you to invest in yourself.
Mm.
I want you to invest in yourself, because the more you invest in yourself, the more grounded you're going to be, the more in control you're going to be of your outcome, the more powerful you're going to be, and your daughter is going to learn from you. So when we talk about generational energy, you are changing and shifting the outcome.
Love that.
All right. So we are, as women, we have the power to condition our kids to be the best, to be the strongest, to be the most powerful, because we do not bring our life lessons into play. We show them a better way.
Mm.
We show them a stronger way. We show them a more powerful way, right? Mm. So for me, when I look at this conversation today, what I take away is that we all are living in our own power. It is how we see it, and it is how intentional we are about receiving it.
Yeah.
Right. Because when we do things with intention, we make sure that we are doing everything strategically to win. But if you just go in feeling, I have to please others, I have to do this for so and so, you are no longer working from a place of grounding. You are being clouded by other people's energy. And that is not positive, because you are now bringing in other people's elements, thinking that this is the best for them. You don't know what their journey is about, what their life lesson is about.
Yeah. And you also don't know how they're showing up to you, what version you are experiencing.
Oh, that is so important you said that. Like, that's very important.
You don't know what you're dealing with.
Common, that is very important. And I'll tell you why. Many, many, many times we are sitting with people who are sitting with a mask.
Yeah. Right? Ooh, now I'm a feeler for that.
Oh my God. Carmen and I have conversations all the time. She's like, Taz, I saw the real person after how long? But what you said is very important.
Mm.
That's a whole different podcast.
Yeah. Now.
There are so many instances where you are faced with people with masks, and now you want to empower them and you want to lose yourself because you want to fix their journey. Until you realize, hey, what have I done?
I think that's what you did. That's exactly what I did.
That is exactly what you did.
Wow, that is profound.
And you're willing to give people the benefit of the doubt, even though you know you see things, but you're like, no, maybe they can change. You know, you just believe in that, but it doesn't always go like that.
That's exactly what you did. The mask was there. You saw what you wanted to see because you love people.
Definitely.
And you started to shift your life plan. And that's what I'm saying. You started to shift your life plan to engage this person and empower somebody else. And what did you do? You lost your power in the process. Right? So therefore, I say, it is so important to be intentional about your purpose, your journey, what it is you need to achieve, and the difference you're going to make out there without feeling, I need to carry everybody with me.
Right? And that's There's a lesson difference. For all of us, eh?
There's a difference. Empowering people and carrying people is two different elements. You were carrying energy.
I carry a lot, yeah. But literally now, I've made a choice. It's literally just focusing on my daughter, being a good mom. And you are right. I need to focus on myself. I do not take time for myself. And I think that's another reason why I wanted to get on that plane, come here. This is time for myself, which I don't get. This is like a luxury for me. It's either work or, you know, being at home and things like that. So I think in terms of my ex or partner, we've reach common ground, and I think I've forgiven, I've released, and I can see changes in my life now, you know. So I just got to keep the faith.
Yeah, I think you need to keep the faith, and good or bad, he is still the father of your child,
no matter what.
So to keep that common ground and keep the communication going is important for your child's future, right? But I also want to say something positive. When I look at your businesses, I am seeing a shift. I am seeing a change that is going to result in financial stability.
Okay,
and I do see you purchasing a property, because I see what you want is to have a stable home for your child.
Yes, that's literally my goal for this year.
Sure.
That's your intention for this year.
Definitely. I think also, like, when you're a single mom, and I think the relationship thing for me now is, like, I don't think I can move on just yet, because she's still a baby and you don't know the other person's intent, and you think about your age, and there's just so many like factors. So that for me is not a priority right now.
But I think what you're saying is also important. The way I'm looking at it is, you're creating a relationship with yourself first.
Definitely.
Healing. You are loving yourself, you are healing, and you're creating a relationship with yourself. And that is going to give you the power to go out in the world and meet someone that is going to resonate on that energy level. Now, that's important, because when we are down, when we're frustrated, our energy is at its weakest, and you're going to attract people on that frequency, right? But now that you are creating this relationship with yourself and loving you and forgiving yourself, and you are creating an opportunity to rise, energy-wise rise, you are going to meet somebody on that frequency. But sometimes don't overthink it as well. Don't feel like this is my age, or this is what I've been through, and this is why I need to do X, Y, and Z. No, I go back to the word faith, that I'm doing everything right. I am being intentional about my life, about my business, about how I want to show up on this earth, right? I'm going to be intentional about what I bring to humanity and onto this earth, right? But in that process, you are going to have faith that what is meant for me, what is best for me, is going to present itself, right? And that is what you are going to do now with your prayer.
Okay.
Because as you said, you respect your grandfather, you honor him, but you are lacking that element of faith that,
yes,
that everything can work out for the better.
I think I was just, you feel numb sometimes, and sometimes you just feel like you don't have emotion. That's what happened to me.
But that's also very important. So I'm very much sensitive, and I'm very, emotions are very heightened for me. So where a person would just normally feel something, I feel it 20 times more. And I'm really trying to build a relationship with my emotions, even with anger.
Right.
Like anger, it might come across as negative, but it teaches you boundaries. It teaches you where you have forgotten to lay guardrails for yourself. And when people, and it's because maybe you haven't communicated that. And I'm starting to learn that all of these emotions have an opposite to it. Like there's a yin and a yang, but it all depends on how you exude that emotion and where you point it. If you look at chaos is how the world was created, right? And it then provided order. So if we look at what's going on in the world, there's a negative, we can say it's negative chaos, or it could be positive chaos. Actually, chaos is just this thing that's happening. We have the ability to take that chaos and point it into a positive direction. And I think that is the thing about our emotions, is that learning how to feel and to sit with that emotion, understand it so well that it's rooted within your core, that when you eventually find yourself in another situation, that your intuition and your emotion is almost aligned as one.
But if I take what you are saying, I'm looking at it as, you know, you speak about taking chaos and taking anger and looking at the positive. I look at it as the triggers, right? I look at it as triggers.
Yes.
So if I'm angry about something, what was the trigger?
Yes.
So I need to identify the trigger 100. So that I can turn it into a positive and remove myself from those triggers.
100.
If we look at the chaos that you're talking about, yes, there's chaos daily around us, right? But it is about understanding what are the triggers in that chaos that is bringing me down, right? So when I take all of these negatives that you're saying, step back and say, what are the triggers in those emotions, in those circumstances, in those situations that I need to learn the lesson so that I can turn it into a positive and not have to face it again,
right?
And that's the only way that you can turn a negative into a positive, is seeing the lesson in it, seeing the trigger in it, and understanding I actually have the power to remove myself from that situation.
100%.
I think the foundation of this word is, we are powerful.
Definitely.
We are powerful, and we determine the outcome of our life, be it your work situation, be it your relationship situation, be it even your ability to show up in this world and present yourself. You have the power to show people who you are.
I love that.
Because often we feel like we are invisible. Nobody's invisible. It's how you present yourself. It's what you make of this life. So again, I'm saying, we all are powerful, and we are absolutely the only drivers of our life. And let's take that back.
Guys, for having me.
Thank you. Well, that's a wrap. Wow, what an episode that was. It is all about calling back your power, taking your power, stepping up in your power, take on this world, rise up, be the change you want to see in this world, make your dreams happen, have the determination, the responsibility, the excellence, the aspiration, the motivation to show up for yourself. Because when you show up as the powerful person that you are, you will be a hope activist. You will be the change you want to see in the world. So that's it from us. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.